So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're on Cody and Gold, brought to you by the Sheet Metal Workers, local number 2. Nominate your school for a $20,000 enrichment grant today at 96.5thefan.com. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we will go out to Buffalo, by the way, and talk with Mike Shope from WGR 550. We'll ask him about Josh Allen, his health, Josh Allen's legacy, Sean McDermott's future if they were to lose. How are they talking in Buffalo? But I'll go with this. You hinted at it during What's Trending. John Harbaugh reportedly is telling teams, hey, I'm not interviewing this week at all. That's by design. It makes you think he is waiting to see if Buffalo fires Sean McDermott. If Green Bay, in my opinion, makes a mistake and fires Matt LaFleur if they were to lose to Chicago or any of these playoff teams for that matter, to see if he could jump into a team next year that was already just in the playoffs and he doesn't have to deal with any sort of rebuilding around or anything like that. And it is very smart for him. So I think that's what's going on here. He wants to see if there's another team or two that might have interest.
Well, and those teams in the playoffs tend to be the more stable organizations. And I imagine that's something he would thrive with, just knowing that he's coming from one of the top five most stable organizations in the entire NFL based on the last 30 to, I mean, I don't know, whenever the Ravens came into existence, what was it, like the mid-90s? When they officially became a franchise. During that time, there's been almost no more stable organization than the Ravens, or at least around that list, so I wouldn't surprise it. I've seen a couple of these reports, and I feel like it's worth addressing because I don't feel like it's a thing that happens anymore because it hasn't happened in so long, and I also don't think it's a wise decision. I've seen some people suggest, because he is yet to declare for the NFL draft, that maybe Dante Moore would consider going back to college football and dodging the New York Jets.
Todd McShay has come out and...
Now, one, I will admit, it would be easier now than ever, because if Dante Moore all of a sudden said, hi, I'd like to come be the quarterback in college football, someone will give him a mountain of cash to come be their starting quarterback. So, like, to get paid, that's not going to be a problem. But if you're going to be the number 2 overall pick, you just have to go there. Cincinnati was a laughingstock. Joe Burrow went there. They've been to a Super Bowl. Lots of these quarterbacks who went to bad teams, it's on you. You can fix a bad organization as a bad quarterback sometimes. I understand it's not always that way. Look at Sam Darnold in Seattle or Baker Mayfield now in the Bucs. You can't fix every bad organization, but you got to just believe that you can. If you're the number 2 overall pick, Gold, I just think it's a mistake. You never know what might happen that pushes you further down a draft board. You could be a 3rd-round pick next year. I know that sounds crazy, but it happens like that in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so don't leave. Do leave. And I don't know, if the Jets take you, just be the starting quarterback of the Jets.
Mile 32, Gold, I've got some audio in our folder if you could play this. Jerry Jones has come out and said that, well, you know what? I'm just going to let Jerry do the talk.
My goal in life is to retire as the owner that won the most Super Bowls. That's my goal. We've got 3. How many more do I have to go? As a single owner, Bob's got how many? 6. So I've got
work to do.
I got work to do, but at least I'm up to the 2nd rung in the ladder.
If Jerry
is he
Jones,
planning to live to 150?
Hey, if Jerry Jones wants to get to 7 Super Bowls, they have to turn into the Chiefs dynasty next year.
Drew, he'll have to Ted Williams his frozen head and count that 100 years from now. If
that
he wants
won't
to get
be
to
enough
7
time.
Super
that still
Bowls.
Won't be enough time.
I just like, are you serious?
I appreciate the goals, you know, and all
no,
that stuff.
No, set realistic but, goals. But you look, can have goals, but it shouldn't be that, you know, like.
Jerry Jones is 83, by the way.
It has been 30 years since he won one, and he's now thinking he's about to win 4.
His goal is to get to 7.
Or 3, whatever
he's
at.
4 more.
4 more? Yeah, come on. He's got, well, no, he's got, yeah, he's got, the Cowboys have 5 Super Bowls, right?
He said he has 3.
He, I guess, yeah. So the Cowboys have 5. He has 3.
Has
gotcha.
3.
Gotcha.
So if he gave himself the 5, he still won't get it.
And
but at least
rate,
he'd have a chance.
The entirety of Mahomes' career, he still wouldn't get 7. They could turn into the Chiefs dynasty they've had since Patrick Mahomes came in the league, and he still wouldn't get to 7.
He's never, ever, ever going to
I
get
agree.
There.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
This is where I think, like, this is where Gold yesterday said, you can have an opinion, but some opinions are just stupid. You can have goals. It is good to have goals. But if you have goals that are unachievable, it's a stupid goal.
It's not necessarily
that is
unachievable.
That is unachievable.
It is unachievable.
He's 86 years old.
Look, no.
It's unachievable.
I know. The Chiefs doubled up. If the Cowboys doubled up in the next 2 years and Jerry Jones is 85, he just needs two more.
Okay.
Is it realistic? Absolutely not. But is it unachievable? No. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I don't think he's not.
I mean, you are correct by saying factually, you are factually correct that until he no longer is alive, it is possible. You are correct.
Yes.
By that aspect,
it's technically possible that Gold becomes the president of Microsoft and Bill Gates leaves him all of his money. It is technically possible that happens.
There might be a better shot that Jerry Jones actually gets to that than Gold has of that,
I'm not,
I think. Which
sure.
is, which is why.
And
yes.
They just get tight. Dates a Gates daughter. One of them single?
Does he have kids?
He has kids. Because he says he's not going to leave all his money to him.
No.
But maybe if you're in the mix, you know.
There you go. I mean, I'm all for that.
Phoebe and Jennifer Gates. I don't know if either of them are. One of them is a veterinarian and equestrian. How do you feel about that?
Perfect.
Equestrian.
Perfect.